Well, I mean, we might as well just, I'll keep this in the start of the episode because it's, Wiggo and I were talking. Everyone, this is Wiggo and Nick and me. And yeah,
This is a
I'll put something at the start.
Yeah, I know you were, but like I'm just going to mention it because I've not been able to concentrate. We haven't been on the podcast together yet, and
No,
we finally met each
no.
other once, and it was
Yeah.
like at the super cool Acorn playground. So
Oh,
hello.
wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to, I
I've
didn't,
been like
yeah.
overthinking this so
I
much.
didn't
I'm now
even
that's
think
out of
that
the
didn't
way, it's
happen,
good.
right? Oh. I didn't
We
even think
listen
that
to each other all
happened.
the time, you know? It's yeah.
Wow. Oh no, they've never met. This will be interesting. But you have. Wiggo came down with the kids many a year
Absolutely.
ago when the Acorn Playground, the trees weren't very tall.
Yeah.
Wow,
Oh, you know,
memory. Good work.
that's as much as my memory. That's it. I got nothing.
Well, it beats
I just,
me. Did you? Were
yeah.
you remember? Did you remember that, Wiggo? Were you
Yeah.
like, all right,
I didn't remember where
prepared?
we were, but I do absolutely remember
Yeah.
that. I remember that moment. I remember meeting you, Nick, and
Yeah.
then just listening to you for the last however long. How long's
Same.
it been? Like
I don't know,
7 years,
forever.
8 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it
Yeah.
would have been about that.
Far
We
out.
go, what's it?
Time.
Really freaking me out. Yeah, it may have been like pre-Rose. Might have been
Yeah,
pre-youngest
could,
daughter.
yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. What I was going to say, Nick, was we were to Wiggo and I were talking about like being like sport watching parents, like when your kids
Oh,
are playing
yes.
sport and dealing with other parents and all that stuff. How do you think you will go being a referee's parent and
Well,
dealing with the potential crap that'll come her way?
I haven't thought about it heaps. Like I know that she got really good feedback for the second half of the season last year. I also know that I wasn't allowed to watch. I mean, I was asked not to watch, and I understand that. If I've got eyes on me while I'm doing something that I'm trying to learn, it freaks me out, particularly if it's family and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be like her coming like, oh, I'm going to come and observe your lesson today.
Yeah. All the time that we still talk about, where Eleni came into work with me once when she was sick, and then we
Oh.
talked about how I was like using my teacher voice, and I was a different person. And it was really interesting. It was really interesting for one of my kids to see me in teacher mode, and how much of a construct that is compared to. Of course, I'm not a
Yeah.
construct as a parent. Never.
No, you're your genuine
So
self.
that's genuine self. Oh, that's loving this is it's
That
I'm
hit me
glad this isn't a video
right.
podcast. That was brilliant. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. Sorry, everyone, you missed out on that one. At this stage, not worried at all. I guess
Okay.
it's when it gets older. Thomas has some friends who are referees, and you hear stories about reffing senior age groups, and it's not so fun at
No.
times. Yeah.
No, I can't imagine. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, watching your kid breath would be weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We go,
And
what would happen if your kids were refereeing you when you played basketball?
Lots of things. I wouldn't be allowed to, I wouldn't be allowed to play, let alone
No.
come in the building. Such a terrible, terrible person on the sporting field.
But only on the basketball court.
True, only on the basketball court. That's right. Yeah. Something about that. Yeah. I think I know better when I've found out over a long period of time that I definitely don't.
Well,
So.
maybe everyone has that little like whatever sport it is, or if you play a lot of different sports, there's probably one where you're like, oh, I'm taking this a bit too seriously. Gonna
Yeah.
back away from
Remember me
this.
in goals? Remember me in goals?
Yeah,
When I got fired up?
Nick plays goals and he's a
Oof.
madman at the best of times.
On
And this is,
purpose. So
yeah,
on.
just coming out and saving balls with his face, that kind of stuff. Like, whatever. Just getting his glasses knocked off. But yeah, get fired up from time to
Yeah.
time.
Yeah. Still
Like fired
remember.
up at the back four? Or.
Nah,
No, no, no,
the other
no.
team or at
Right.
me or
Okay, right.
whatever. No,
Yeah.
like the facade mask off switch. I don't know, just disappears. I remember I got so angry at the opposition once, Matt, at Sunday soccer, that
Yeah.
I stormed off.
Oh, well, he didn't storm off. He basically dragged
But
himself.
Yeah, and which kid was it Thomas or Eleni? Thomas was there with me?
Yeah, it's Thomas.
And then I just said, we're going. I've got too angry. We've got to leave.
Yeah. So he didn't storm off. He was like, oh, yeah, I've got to. That's
got to get out of here now.
This
educate
is silly.
Myself from this. Yeah.
This is stupid. Yes.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like Wigo, when you go off in basketball, it's fairly entertaining for me, you know? Yeah. Both times that I've seen it, I would imagine I looked kind of like a dog that, you know, is looking at an airplane or something. Like, oh, that's interesting. That's new.
I'm not sure how that works, but I'm very intrigued.
That's new. I've never seen that. Yeah. But yes, I wonder. I think I was the same with cricket. I look back on like when I played cricket and how much of it I didn't enjoy because I took it too seriously, maybe. I don't think I was particularly, I think I was just harder on myself than opposition. I didn't like sledge or anything like that, but it's just like, I didn't have to be, you know, I was like 20 and like frustrated that I wasn't better. And you're like, when I look back, I was like, yeah, I was 20. Like, calm down, dude, you got time, but nah. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe there is one sport.
Did either of you ever get really nervous before playing a sport?
That's a. I feel like I really feel like I want to say yes, but I don't think so. Maybe only between, like, in a futsal semi-final.
Yeah.
That we ended up losing, on penalties, and I remember before that I was kind of nervous. In fact, I get the exact same feeling when I get to a Rocket League semi-final with my friend Sonny, and I choke, and I go from playing really well to like playing terribly. It's horrible. I can hear the frustration in his voice. The most recent time we played, like, we screamed through. Oh, it's computer games, but that was the feeling I had. And then I got to the semi-final, and I was like, oh, I need to keep playing exactly the same, and thinking about it, I lost it. And that happened in that futsal game, same deal.
But
that's it. Not at all, really.
Yeah, I got the same level of nervous before every game of sport I've ever played, I think. So no, none that I can remember of like, whoa, this is like to the point where I had to take note of it. Like, I played in a few, you know, soccer grand finals down here. I don't know. Like, I was nervous, but I don't know. I think playing soccer, any game where it's like 90 minutes, if you're nervous before, it's good. But if you're nervous for 90 minutes, that's a real problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, none that I remember, like, just being like, oh my God, I'm panicking. I will say, like, Nick, if you remember when we had to present at the, I know you remember, presenting at the English Teachers Conference.
Yeah.
That, I think performance, Wigo, like, and when any, like, drama, doing like drama where you've got like one shot at it, so to speak. I think that's where I've got particularly nervous. And maybe it's what I do when I, like, before I'm playing sport, is that I'll just go quiet. Like, that's my nervousness. It's like, I'm going to go quiet.
Introspective.
Not even that. Just like almost shut down. Like, all right, until we have to play, and then I'll switch on. Like, I have too much nervous energy, and then I need to have, like, I need to just, like, sort of compose, I guess. But I remember doing that before we had to present at the, you know, it was English teachers from all over Australia, and it was like, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
And Nick and I presented together, and we were like, oh, this is a good idea, but do it.
That's right. It was so good when it was over, but it was good as well. Yeah.
It was really good to do it together, because when the other person was talking, the other one of us was just like, this is really interesting and really good. And then we'd stop talking and be like, oh my God, I'm a complete moron. Let's listen to Nick. He knows what he's talking about. That's just went back and forth across the room.
We did.
Yeah.
Wow, we did. Yeah.
All right. Well,
oh, yeah. So we go.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There was
we're 3 hours in. 3 hours in this podcast.
Wigo is taking charge of this podcast because we're talking basically about Nick and myself. So Wigo. Over to you, Matthew.
Thank you so much. Well, it's really a pleasure to be here. I've been part of these podcasts for a long period of time, and it's nice to get to ask some more questions. and to learn about your friendship, Matthew and Nick.
Mm.
So the first question I have for you both is, when did you know that you would be friends?
Before I answer that, we go, did you prepare any separate questions?
I did, but then I looked at the answers that I looked at the questions that you had forwarded through, and I was like, well, that kind of touches on that. And
you go with yours most of the time, because then it'll be yours. What do you reckon, Nick? Was it like, it was pretty, I there's no one moment pinpointed, or maybe there is.
It's really interesting. I remember kind of the last time we talked about this, we unpacked it on one of these episodes, sort of. And I remember even then going, oof, my memory's not as great. like really, my memory's not as great.
Yeah.
So if I were to answer that question right now from what's sitting in my head before you speak, it feels like it was really rapid. But I don't, it's like there was this guy called Matt that was teaching maths somewhere.
Yeah.
And then we were in the same staff room and we were friends.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much of an in-between. And I know we've talked about it more.
Yeah.
And I'm relying on your awesome memory right now.
Exactly what it was. You were the first school I taught at in Canberra, was the school Nick was working at. And he was on leave. Thomas was born. So
I was out for the first term.
That was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just heard, Nick, he's not here. He's really good. I was like, all right, cool. And then I was teaching maths, and then I didn't want to teach maths. So I said, can I not teach maths? And so then luckily someone left in English, and they moved me to English. And I think we're next to each other, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Desk side by side. Yep.
Your desk is next to mine. Now, I don't know when it was, and this is fairly inaccurate, but it was definitely, I had a screensaver of something from the Mighty Boosh. It might have been Charlie, who was made of bits of old bubble gum. And I had that as the background of my screensaver. And Nick was like, why do you have Charlie as the background of your screensaver? And that was about it. And
I had the painted hamster meme background.
Yeah, it was the hamster meme, but it had been painted.
Yeah, because I was going through this stage of like having memes that had been painted as my backgrounds.
Yeah,
like oil painted or something.
Yeah,
what meme? That's the one where the hamster like looks at the camera.
Yeah, dramatic. What's
that
hamster. Called?
Dramatic hamster. Dramatic hamster. Oh, I got to find that.
I was like, you've got an oil painting of dramatic hamster as yours. So maybe I'd seen his, and I was like, all right, well, if you're going to have that, I'm going to put Charlie made of bubble gum. And he was like, that's from the Mighty Boosh.
I found it. Oh my God.
That was it. We were, and then it became, and it's pretty timely that we're talking about it. Like that just became us like, hey, do you like this? And it became really kind of weird immediately because it was just like, well, yeah, but that's specific, but what about this even more specific? Oh, yeah, I listened to it yesterday. Or did you know that this had just come out? Yeah, I did. Have you seen this short film about that? Yeah, I watched that. Yep, watched that. And then it was really weirdly specific. And I'll bring you up to date was, today, Nick sent me a set of Too Many DJs. Where was it at?
At Coachella. Both their Coachella? Sets from Coachella last year.
So it was that kind of thing of blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I've got a too many DJs CD. Oh, I love Too Many DJs. Yeah. Have you heard this thing? Yeah, I have. Where did you get that? Oh, I got it off SoulSeek. You know about SoulSeek? It's just like all this weird, like really specific stuff sharing music files. And it was just like, okay. And then it became really kind of weird. And I don't know if our spouses were like, are you talking about another person, or are you just talking about yourself? Are you going to work and pretending to be someone clubbing. Else? Yeah, fight clubbing. Yeah, because it was just it was just a lot of crossover. Really specific crossover.
Can you drop pictures in this chat here?
Oh, no, I don't. Well,
That's all right.
I don't
That's
know
all right.
if you can. Maybe you can,
No,
but
that's okay. That's
I
no,
just, I usually bin the video, but we can use
that's.
that as the, we'll use the hamster, dramatic hamster, as the image for the episode for
Oh,
sure.
that's yeah. We
I'll use both.
gotta do
We'll...
that.
But
I've got the
yeah,
painted one. I've got the painted one.
so
That's the
you can
thing.
see how excited Nick is. This is what we used to
Yeah.
do. Then we'd be looking for things and like, oh, look at this. But it was really nerdy and really Englishy and
A
just.
chipmunk.
Oh,
Dramatic
it's a
chipmunk.
chipmunk, dramatic chipmunk.
Oh, how
No.
embarrassing. Sorry,
People,
sorry,
so many
listeners.
people will be so angry at us. And what a bunch of losers we are, Nick. We got that wrong.
Well, you've kind of answered one of my next questions, but I'm going to ask it anyway, which is what, and it's a three-parter.
Of course it is.
Oh,
Well,
this time of night? What?
it's look, it's an easy three-parter. It's really a one-parter that's broken down into thirds. Rather, it's just one whole question.
Ugh, I don't know. You know what's really, we've done this with Allison before, but Wiggins and Allison occupy different parts of my brain. But this is really challenging. I'm already finding it a problem, skipping from one to the other. Obviously, there's a lot of crossover.
That's great. I'm feeling at more at ease because you just said that. It's
Yeah.
great.
I
Okay,
hate
we
that I
go.
make you
Sorry.
feel you both. I hate that I make you both feel uncomfortable, but I
Oh, no,
also
not
really enjoy
uncomfortable.
that. All right. So, what song,
Right.
movie, and book did you connect through? So each of those is their own individual thing. So, which song have you like? Did you connect through first?
Yeah.
First.
What movie
Oh.
did you connect through first, and what book did you connect through first, if you can remember?
Book's easy, right? Book's infinite jest, right?
Well, yeah, like it's not it. It's not. It won't. These qu answers won't be accurate, Wiggins. I'm
No,
sorry,
no, no.
but yeah, Infinite Jest is, excuse me, was the book
Yeah.
because Nick was a huge David Foster Wallace
That's a way of
chronicler.
giving it some gravitas.
And like the actual podcast is hosted on his David Foster Wallace site, which is weird.
That's not active anymore. It just sits there with a I'll post a full stop on the anniversary of his death every year. That's it. And yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Nick was, I actually wrote a piece for Nick about how he's like a
Oh, yeah.
David Foster Wallace drug pusher. And that he would,
That's right.
he gave me little bits like, read this short story. And then I read it and I was like, whoa, this is really cool. And then read this short story. And I was like, oh, wow. And there's one short story, Good Old Neon, I think it is.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh God, this man's in my brain. And Nick was like, yeah, he's in my brain too. And I was like, this is troubling. And then yeah, Nick was like, well, if you lack a little taste of that, then here, I've got it here.
Oh,
You can
God.
have a crack at that. Which I'm holding up Infinite Jest
And I
and
can now
Wiggo.
can't see Matthew's face.
You can't see it, but it's like 1,000 pages and the words are tiny and it's on very thin paper.
Just to show you guys how, oh my God. You didn't
And
even have
it's.
to move then, Nick.
No. Oh, that's gone a bit out of focus. There we go.
So how I just to let you guys into a little something about me.
Yep.
I know this isn't about me, but I'm going to make it about me right now.
Oh, you
Is
should.
that now that you've shown me the size of that book, I'm just going to go to Spotify and see how long the audio book is.
Oh,
Oh,
is there an audio book of
there
it?
is an audiobook.
Oh, wow.
And when it first got released, it didn't have the end notes included.
So it
And
has
they.
100 pages of notes, which some of the notes
Holy
themselves.
moly.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that reads the audiobook is pretty awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like really, really spectacular,
So
actually.
some of the notes are like 20 pages long. It's a very strange book.
Which
And
is why I
he.
was annoyed when it first came out, and I didn't support it when it came out because some of the end
Oh.
notes are so intrinsic to the plot to
Yeah.
think that they were just like secondary really annoyed me. But then I think eventually they made them downloadable. But I mean, I don't know how you'd even
Yeah, I don't know how do you do it
how do
with
you
an
do it? Because
audiobook.
then yeah, because I think you had to listen to them separately. I'm not sure now. Don't yeah. I don't know
How
if they
long
ended up integrating them.
did you look it up, Wigo? How long does a
Just over 56 hours.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so he gave me that to read and I read it and I think I had to read, I think I set myself like I read 20 pages a night. And then it took me a while to get into, and because I didn't understand what the hell was going on. And then, I don't know, about 150, 200 pages in, I was like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever read. And yeah, and then read the rest of it fairly quickly. And yeah, and so then that was just, that's the definitely the book.
I just remember you coming in and talking to me about it, and me just thinking, "Oh my God, Matt is so smart." I didn't pick up that. I didn't notice that till like I don't know how many times I'd read it then, maybe twice,
Hear
maybe
that? We don't
twice.
have how many times you read this.
And I just remember thinking, "Oh my God, Matt's like making connections I haven't made that I wish I could read like that." I remember thinking that the whole time. I was so excited to hear, and I was always like super impressed, jealous that you got that on the. I was like, I wish. That would have saved me so much time. Next reading would have been better. Yeah. Sooner.
How many times, Nick?
I think like it's front to back, like four.
Wow.
And then and I've but I dip in and I'd probably the last time I dipped in seriously and was maybe about 2 years ago. And then there's occasional passages that I pick up. So yeah, but there were like four very clear, distinct readings. And one false start, which made me start completely again because I'd lost track of everything. Because you lose track of everything. It's crazy.
Yeah,
It sounds like you need to take notes while you're reading the
Write the
book.
notes. Take the notes on the notes.
Far out.
There's the top bit in the camera. So I've still got half the post-its.
Oh, he's still got post-its all the way through it. So yeah, that's definitely the book. Music. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not quite sure.
I mean, my gut says probably something Radiohead-ish, but we've got so much overlap. It could have been anything, but lots of
Yeah,
our conversations always cycled back to Radiohead.
I think it was probably, definitely like Radiohead's taken up the probably the most conversation, but it probably was something like Too Many DJs or Girl Talk or like something like that, like some kind of weird sort of mashup dance thing that we're like, oh, okay, because we were the only people that we knew that were talking about it. So that's probably where, I mean, that probably just sums up our friendship more than anything else is that, oh, I've got someone to talk about this thing that no one else has even heard of.
Yeah,
He
it's like
seems to be
another living
really into
person.
it.
Yeah. So it's not a like t text on a screen from the other side of the planet. It's a
No.
real person.
Now, what about movie? Because the movie that I think of that you certainly again pushed was Primer.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah. Now, have you
I
seen
did
Primer,
too.
Wigo?
No.
Primer is
Oh,
one that
genius.
definitely would have got a lot of play in our house when we lived together. Remember, it's not nowhere near the same, but remember the first time we watched Cube, Wigo? Right. Nick, you've seen Cube?
I
Like,
have.
right. So this is the type of thing in 2007 where I would make a Cube reference and Nick would be like, yeah, how good's Cube? And you'd be like, oh, yeah, cool. Right. You're right on there. But remember, like the first time you watched Cube, and you were like, "Whoa, this is weird. It's cheap, and it's weird." But Primer sort of made me feel the same way of like, I feel very unsettled watching this movie. It's like a time travel movie, but it's like really, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
It's
Just
very
it's a
indie film, shoestring budget. It's incredible what they got out of it.
yeah. And it's kind of like, well, what would happen if we had time travel? And then it's, I don't know. It very made me
I
feel
mean,
ill. Yeah, I think you'll like it. I think you'll like
another
that
of your
one.
podcast guests, when I found out that podcast guest liked Primer, it was another like, oh, this is a cool person to spend time talking to.
Really? I don't even know who that was.
You don't. You probably don't. That's
Probably
why I've
years
thrown it out
ago.
there. They'll know.
Right.
I might mention it later in the podcast. People can have a think. You know, all of those fans that know every episode and everyone that's been on.
They've got their chart up in their room and they're like,
They've got
oh,
their post-it notes on
this
their
links to
phone.
this one. Yeah. This one links to this and that's this person. Yeah. So that's probably the movie, but that might have been a fair way into
It
being
feels
friends
like
with you, but it certainly was one where I was like, whoa, okay. But now Nick says, hey, this movie's coming out. Or we both do it. We were like, hey, this movie's coming out. We're going to see it. What's it about? I'm not, no information. And then we just turn up and we watch the movie and go, whoa. And sometimes, So we went and saw Barbarian last year or the year before, maybe the year before.
Gee, that might have been the year before. Yeah.
And we went and saw Barbarian, and I just heard people on the podcast on the Big Picture or something talking about, oh, we went and saw Barbarian, and they started talking about the first 15 minutes, and then they're like, and then I just stopped, and I was like, all right. And I messaged Nick and I messaged Jazz because it sounded like, and I was like, cool, let's go and see it. And we go, you're the biggest Brady cat that I know.
Oh yeah.
But I don't like a lot of horror. Justine and Nick really will watch any kind of horror at any hour of the day in any circumstance. But we watch a Barbarian, and there was, I don't know, that 15-minute turn or something. I was like, I might leave. Like, I don't really want to watch this anymore.
Did you actually leave?
No,
you didn't.
Should you have?
No, it wasn't that bad. But Nick went and saw Midsommar and was like, I went and saw Midsommar. You have to come and watch it. And I went and watched it with him again. And in the first 10 minutes, I turned to him and said, why do you want to watch this again? It was so traumatic. Like, what is wrong with you?
I haven't watched that movie.
So good.
But then by the end of the movie, I was like, I want to watch that again.
Yes.
Immediately.
So I knew. Exactly.
I've seen that 4 or 5 times now, but it's
too loud. I'm getting too loud.
The first time you watch it, you're like, oh my God. But we went and saw like Beau is Afraid, and we go, this is the same moment but with a completely different film. When we went to see like things like Metro with Eddie Murphy and or The Nutty Professor.
Yep.
And we would look at each other across the like down the aisle and be like, this is pretty great. We're having a good time. Well,
I don't remember that happening in Metro, but
no, I don't remember that either. You're probably right. Probably when it started, we were like, this is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we went and saw like Beau is Afraid, Nick got how many people? Like 10?
Yeah. I was like, everybody's got to go see the new Ari Aster film. He did Hereditary and he did Midsommar. Let's go watch it.
And there was a few times where we were looking at each other like,
each other going, I'm not sure I picked the right crowd for this.
This is happening. This is happening, this movie. This is pretty weird.
Certainly people have learned a lot more about me by coming along to this film. Blind. Yeah.
And what you're laughing at and what everyone's laughing at.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the excitement, new Ari Aster film.
Oh.
More cast announcements. We knew Joaquin Phoenix was going to be in it because they were loving each other. You could tell. Pedro Pascal, Emma Stone.
This makes a lot of sense.
That's as much as I'm going to read about it. I wish it will come out sometime in the next 3 years. That'd be good.
And then we'll be there. But along the lines of this, next Friday we're going to the National Film and Sound Archive to watch Suspiria. Now, Wigo, you would definitely not watch that. It's the new version.
New Suspiria.
I've been trying to get Nick to watch it.
I haven't watched either of the Suspirias.
No, it's a good time for us, bad time for you. But I've been trying to get Nick to watch it for years. Like, oh, have you seen it yet? Have you seen it? No, I haven't seen it. And then he said, oh, it's at the National Film and Sound Archives. So I told Jazz, she was like, yep, we're going. And I said, great, now I get to watch Nick in a movie.
I'm really pleased because I know that I really know that I would stop. I'd hit pause watching it at home. Like, I love scary movies, but I just can't restrain from hitting pause these days and walking away for 3 days or something. I love that I'm trapped watching it. And I did want to see Poor Things at the cinema so that I didn't pause it. And I was like, I'm not going to pause a Yorgos. I'm not going to do it like with all the other films. I'm going to go straight through. And then I paused it. I was like, no, I can't cope. And then
what's the overriding need to pause the movie at that
anxiety
moment? Right,
really completely all-encompassing anxiety, and if I can press a button to stop it, I will. And there is a certain joy in the cinema of experiencing that and not being able to press stop. When was the last time I got that? I don't know. There's been a film subsequent to Barbarian, but Barbarian did it to me.
Yeah.
And I was in my greatest moments of joy when I couldn't reach out and hit the space bar to stop the film.
Have you hit anyone in the head sitting in front of you at the movies just by accident?
I've kicked the chair in front of me. I've jumped straight up. Yeah. A film that can do that to me.
That's fascinating to me.
Multiple times in Hereditary in the cinema. Multiple times. Mm. That's one of the best cinema experiences I've ever had. Increasing levels of insane anxiety and then release and then anxiety and then release and then not being able to stop thinking about it until now. Still now.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. We go, we'd be nowhere near it. We go, we watched The Exorcist 800 times where you could pause it and stop it. But when we went to watch it at the cinema, it was completely different experience.
Yeah, that was something else. I thought I'd seen that movie before.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hadn't seen that movie before.
No.
I think that was the one that did it to me. I know. Like I have.
Just watch it again. We go. It won't be as scary if we watch it again. Fine.
I'll watch it with my 12-year-old son, and he'll love it. He'll never leave our bedroom ever.
So I first saw it in year 12. I had to ride home from the friend's house that we watched it at.
Yeah,
in the dark.
That was
past
just
the stairs.
Past lamps, casting those lamps. Beams of no. Yeah.
See, this is the thing. That movie had I remember my neighbor talking to us about like when she saw The Exorcist and she, in Sydney, and then she had to drive an hour home. And she said it was the worst drive of her life because she just didn't want to look in the rearview mirror, had to look in the rearview mirror, got to look in the rearview, don't want to look in the rearview mirror all the way home. And we were like, oh, we've got to see this movie. What is this movie? And then I don't know. I have no memory of watching it the first time. It's because I've watched it so many times. And I'd really like to watch it with my children at some point, but I don't know.
I'm just going to ask you both if you could both just close the doors that are behind you. That would be brilliant.
That actually leads straight out into the garden. That's a window there. So if you see anything behind me, let me know. I don't know if I can actually deal with that being there now.
If I just walked into the dark void behind me and then never came back, that'd be worse. If I looked
backwards,
what's that? Yeah, going backwards.
What if we both did it at the same time?
Oh,
just disappeared, never came back.
Oh dear. Anyway, that's a short answer. We'll get two questions in the way we're going.
All right. Next question is when you think of each other, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
That is. God.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I'm really lost for words.
Usually it's really positive because it's like Nick would like this. If I've thought of you that way. Sometimes I think about it at work, like almost like what would Nick do?
Oh, that's nice.
Well, yeah.
That's really nice.
Beyond all the, the in intensity in the stuff we liked, Nick's a really good teacher. Some might say award-winning. And so that is, I don't know. That's probably what I think about first is a lot of just the, I think either, Nick will like this movie or this thing. I'm just going to text Nick straight away and let him know I'm watching this thing. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Or blah, blah, blah. I don't know. That's probably it. Or it's at school and I'm like, how would Nick handle this situation? Because I'm working with only year sevens and I haven't worked with year sevens for a while. And I have thought, maybe I'll just message Nick. He'll have answers.
You should do that.
Hmm.
I mean, I know you usually do, but you should do that more. Yeah. So I've got two answers here. One of them is...
He looks very gleeful. I'm looking
forward to this funny. Answer. It's funny. It's so different. There are times I'm in a meeting or professional learning or something where I've just like connected two pieces of information in my head, or I've found the one thing. Like I just need to find one thing. Like I'm in professional learning. If there's just one new thing or one different way of framing it, I'm happy. I don't make trouble. I don't disrupt. I just go, cool, I've got it. And then anything extra is like bonus. But I also sometimes think, oh man, if Matt was here right now, he'd be like wriggling in his seat and saying how annoying that is. And I'm not, because
Yeah.
that's how Matt and I are different. And it's really complimentary. Like, that's a really complimentary part of our friendship. That's one thing. And the other thing is exactly the same. Like, I know, because I don't, in the last 2 years, my bedtime has probably pulled back in 2 hours.
Yes.
So I'm not like up at 1 or 2 in the morning as much, watching,
3 or 4 in the morning.
consuming
Justine
some.
o'clock.
Yes. Yeah. Consuming some weird thing. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to send it to him in an email. Because, so I don't do that much anymore, but like watching Poor Things, you've got messages from me. When I'm watching something that Matt has suggested, or I'm watching something that I think he might like, I'll like, bam, flick a message, because I know he's the person that will get that. But I find often I'm also second guessing myself these days. I'm like, if I flick this to Matt, am I going to get the message Matt going, yeah, I know. And sometimes I just don't want that. Sometimes I'd love for there not to be the yeah, I know. But then when there's the yeah, I know, it's like, no, glad I sent that. Yeah, that's excellent. That's, yeah.
So there's nothing better to me than like when we're like, oh, have you seen this movie yet? And the other person says no, and then you get a message like a few days later that's like, I'm about to start watching. And then you just get bleep, 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 bleep. And usually they're like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Or just like describing what's happening. Or yeah, he's just put his hat on. And then you're like, yep, I know exactly what's happening here. And
Yeah,
you're
it'll be
just
the most
waiting.
mundane moment, and knowing, yeah.
And then I'm sure Nick does the same as I do. And you look at the running time of the film. What is Nick up to? All right, he'll be finishing around this time. All right, I'm going to check my phone then, and then we can really get into some conversations. Because you don't want to spoil it. Like, have you got to the bit yet?
No, exactly, because I,
And sometimes, like, I wake up and, there'll be
the
like
17 messages.
17 messages from Nick, and it's just like just the running commentary on the movie. It is one of the good things as well is that sometimes, what was the movie that you and Juz watched? The really fucked up one, Nick. What
Give
was
me a
it called?
moment.
It was
I
not
that one
talk to them. It's like
wasn't Talk to Me. Talk to Me was
stop
awesome. That's not
talking or
a that's I'll just order by date. Here we go.
It was a really
Da-da.
bad movie. A good movie, but
Oh, good movie.
horrific Danish
Yep.
comedy of manners that turns
Yeah, where is
wrong.
it? Oh, wow. Got to go back. This is a great moment to edit.
Anyway, Winger, how you
Yeah.
going? Yeah, really good. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good, mate. How you going there?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Captain. Yeah, good.
Yeah, oh,
I
pretty good.
don't. Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm just putting in code words here.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on. Tell me. I can't remember what the fucking name is because I've tried to shove it out of my brain. But what's the movie where they fucking peel everyone's skin and keep them in their bloody
Martyrs. We
martyrs?
bonded over
Martyrs.
martyrs.
Yes, that's true.
Martyrs.
Yeah, martyrs. Now, I don't know if we sort of found that at the same time. Oh, you know why? This again. This is the connect weird. Like, what do you? Oh, but what do you? What podcast is? Oh, I haven't really listened to much podcasts, but I listen to like Sunday Night Saffron. So even before podcasts
Yeah.
were a thing, we were both would listen to it, stream it later on. And
Right.
he was like, I saw this movie 4 weeks ago called Martyrs, and it's really fucked me up, and I can't stop thinking about it. And I
That's
thought it was just like a body horror movie, but it's not. And blah blah blah. And we were like, "Did you hear Saffron? Yeah. Well, can we find it?" Nick was always good at like, "I'll find it. Here it is. I've got it. Bring a DVD or whatever it was in for me, or the little magic hard drive. Quite a lot of that stuff. And so it was just. So that was definitely one of like, holy crap. Yeah, much
yeah,
Martyrs.
that
But
speak no evil.
Right. So
A
this is
Danish family visits a Dutch family they meet on holiday.
what a beautiful story that
Oh,
is.
that's lovely.
It says, slowly unraveling as the Danes try to stay polite in the face of unpleasantness. Now, I was like, I don't want to. I started watching it. I said, I don't want to watch this anymore. And I looked up the plot of the movie and I was like, I'm glad I didn't watch this movie. And then Justine was just like, oh my God, this movie's, oh, I love it. And I said, well, message Nick. And so she's messaging Nick and then messaging back and forth. And then the next night, she goes, I'm going to watch the start of it again. And then she watched the whole thing again. So two nights in a row, she watched this. And second time, I'm just texting Nick and then asking him about this or like blah, blah,
So
blah. So
good.
there's a, that's the other thing is like the connecting. You know, I like how much I like connection we go. Like the fact that
Yeah.
Justine and Nick connect over, like, let's watch this. Nick, have you seen? Ask Nick if he's seen this movie ever. Yeah, he has. He said it's really horrifying and really cool.
You'll
Yeah, all
love
right. You'll love it. Yeah. Put it on at Nick o'clock or Justine o'clock.
But Speak No Evil tapped into my fears around small talk and politeness. Like
Right.
it takes to the nth degree that thing of, oh, that's a bit weird, but it's a bit awkward to comment on that. I'll just let it pass. Like that's the premise of the whole film. But just what happens if you take that to the craziest degree? What happens if you've got some people like these people are just letting me do anything? Maybe we'll
Yeah.
just do this next thing and they see if they comment on it.
Great
And
segue. Great segue.
Oh, really?
What do you like around new people? Like when you guys are together
Oh,
and someone else
right.
is brought into that coupling, if you will.
Sure.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
How is that?
Has it
For
happened
okay.
that often?
All right, so if I'm with people I know and Nick's going to be there too, I think at first I would always check in on him,
You would.
right, to see
Yeah.
how he was going because, the short story from earlier that I was talking about is all about this person's inner monologue and how much of your life is fraudulent and how much is a persona and all of this stuff. And even if you acknowledge that, is that still like you protecting yourself? Like it goes into these levels, which is troubling. And Nick, I found has more self-awareness than most, wouldn't you say? I mean, maybe not so much.
Maybe, yeah.
But I think that's lessened over time of just more like, I don't know. I found then we go, you feel the same. And I think it's just a factor that comes with aging is that you just get a bit more honest. And
Yeah.
so the both of us are probably better at just like, I'm really uncomfortable in this situation, or I don't like meeting new people. We can say stuff like that. And people don't
Yeah.
get offended. They're like, oh, I understand what you mean.
Yes.
But I wouldn't have said it earlier. But as far as if we're together and there's new people, I wonder that. If that was more of an issue when we were at work,
Maybe. I think
we were
so.
spending a lot more time together,
Yes.
and then you have a shorthand of language and style of delivery. Sound familiar? We go like the one that we still have when we're together, that is probably.
I just had a thought. I just had a moment where I thought of you two in the staff room giggling to each other for no apparent reason. And everyone else sort of standing over on the other side of the staff room looking at you
I
in sort
don't.
of.
I don't know if it was as much the giggling as the intensity
Yeah.
of like, if we locked in on a subject, then look out.
You
Right.
know, it would be really, that's something that would be interesting to get some perspective on. Like, who would be in the position to have seen that, that would still have memory of it? Nobody, maybe.
I don't know. Kirsten might.
Oh, that's
I can
true.
ask her.
Oh, that's a,
She was in that staff room. I wonder what she.
yeah,
What she
that's
would say
right.
about that. But yeah, that kind of intensity was like, yeah, locked in. I mean, I remember Nick coming over and I was like, can you help me? I've got to design this, like, I want to do this unit of work that's a creative role play that goes for like 10 weeks. And he was like, yeah, I've done something similar. And we sat down and I reckon I did a whole like 10 weeks in about 30 minutes. And it was just like, oh, but then you could do this. Oh, and then you could do, oh, well, this is what I've done. And then you could, like, it was just like, oh,
Yeah.
okay. And that's the kind of thing I wonder of, like, other people around us talking about work stuff.
Yes.
Because like Nick and I've found like the creativity of teaching of like, let's go off on this weird tangent. And you realize after teaching a while that people don't like, well, not, like some people don't like that. They're not,
Correct.
they don't like going off the, let's just go down this weird path and let's go and look down that in that dark recess there and see what's there. They like that, they prefer more structure, and we were like, nah, let's see what happens if we do this. And so that was, I wonder, that's probably more than just the giggling, but it.
You made me forget, remember. I haven't done that as much recently in my teaching.
I made you forget, remember what?
I haven't as much
Oh, right.
run with the tangents. I kind of they happen, and then I go with them for a bit, and then I stop, and it's a that's maybe more survival mechanism stuff, like that it
Right.
gets a bit scary doing, because if you do, I found that if I do too many tangents, I'm like at the end of a like a desert road thing, and I'm not quite sure where I'm going, and everybody's behind me going, "This is awesome," and I'm like, "Where are we going?" Like that's more stressful to me these days. In like managing workload and managing family and thinking about where I'm headed with stuff.
That's probably true. Yeah, there's a lot that you just have less space to be like, well, we could do this. And yeah, that's
Pretty
probably
sure all the
true.
students that still mention stuff to me and have fond memories and say that was awesome. That's I was also in that mindset. So it was maybe wonderful for the students, but not so great for me, big picture.
Was there a freedom in having a running mate to do that with?
Yeah, yes.
Because usually you say, oh, have you got any resources for this thing? And people go, yeah, here you go. And you're like, okay. And then you just modify them. But here you'd be like, what do you reckon if I, like, I don't know. It's just very encouraging to be like, what if we did blah, blah, blah. And then usually what would happen was I would walk past Nick's class and be like, what were you doing in there? And then you'd be like, oh, I did this. And I'm like, what? Come on, let's sit down and tell me what you did. And well, I started off with this, and then we went here, and because you could tell, like you can tell when the students are like, whoa, this is like weird, and also like how far they can be pushed. That's probably something I got from Nick in with educational stuff, is like so many teachers you work with, they just go, no, I don't think they get that, or that's a bit too much, and so they stop. In case you lose those students, like, oh, you're going to lose the students, or they're not going to follow that, or you'll need to provide more scaffolding and structure around what they're doing. But it seemed that Nick would just be like, well, I'm going to see. And if I've gone too far, then you'd be, like you said, you're on a desert road. Well,
I'll
there's
just
no
turn the bus
cliffs around.
around.
Yeah, there's no cliffs around. I've got enough petrol to get back. But that was like, that was a big thing. It was just like, oh, okay. So that's that creativity of just like, well, let's see what they're willing to do and what they want to do and how much they can be pushed. Because it's, yeah, that's the fun part, is when they start going, well, I didn't think we'd be here. I didn't think, when I started doing this, it was really hard, or I didn't think I understood it. I don't know. That kind
You
of
help
stuff
me
was
take
cool.
more risks though, Matt.
Yeah.
You're always avoid you're always a, an, a
The
like you're on the
demon.
other shoulder going, no, we can do it.
Yeah, you
I'm
can do
like,
it.
oh, can we really do that? Oh, Matt just said we can do it. Got a
What's the
smile on his
worst?
face.
Yeah. This is my thing I say to teachers all the time. Like, you sound like you're afraid to get in trouble, but you're an adult. And like, when was the last time you were in trouble? Like, I don't understand that idea of like, well, I don't want to get in trouble. No one gets in trouble. I mean, people get in trouble, but no one really gets in trouble for trying to do something weird with their, I don't know. It's just, it's an odd thing that I don't know. Getting called into the principal's office is like buried deep in all of us, no matter
Yeah,
how old we are. And I think
that's true.
it's still there. But I'm always the person like, yeah, just try it, just do that. I don't know. I don't know. I can tell you what I learned in my last school which is good management. We go, you'll like this one, that people don't want to get in trouble. So if you want to grease the wheels or make things happen faster than they're happening and cut through bureaucracy, is you just say you'll take the blame if it goes wrong. And people just go, sure, done. Just go put my name on it and said, Matt said, this is his decision. That's all they want. It's not the bureaucracy. It's that they want to make sure that they're not the person who gets in trouble if it all goes to shit. And it never does. You're not usually asking for anything crazy, but that's a way to be like, well, I'm not sure. So just say it's my call. And if it goes wrong, then it comes back to me. It's yet to come back to me. Things get done. I don't know. This is like Nick said, sitting in meetings like, Jesus.
Matt said I could leave this meeting.
Just, yeah, why can't we just leave? Just leave. Everyone wants to leave. Just leave.
It's so good being at a workplace where there's no any other business at the end of meetings. It's not allowed.
Not allowed.
Oh, not allowed.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, we have meetings in the morning. It's the same. Good. Yeah, meetings in the morning. I love them. Like, sorry, I've got to go to class. Got stuff to do.
That's right. I've got children here that are relying on me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
I said they are. So you.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm pretty hungry. I got to eat stuff.
I just looked at when you spoke about people getting in trouble. I looked at this question and thought, oh, that's a good question. Right? So have you guys ever had to deal with conflict between each other?
Well, that's a good question.
My instant gut feeling is no, not really. I don't think so.
What about if we've had conflict with someone else?
Like what do you mean?
Professionally? Like you say, you're saying like I'm the person that's like this and I'm sitting in the meeting squirming. I have been known to like stand up in meetings and say, this is a bit stupid. We shouldn't be doing that. Or I don't know. Like, is it? I don't know. I'm just trying to think because, conflict's not really something we have to deal with.
No. Like, mostly, like if anything, it's me thinking, I said I'd do something.
Yeah.
Like, do a podcast or do something, and I just don't feel like it. Yeah. And then I'll go, just tell him, and he'll be like, that's cool.
Yeah. Like, one of my favorite things to do is to point out to Nick that he's trying to think what I'm thinking or, like he's overthought something. I enjoy it where I'm like, sounds like you've done a lot of thinking about this. I haven't. Don't worry about it. I don't know. We've certainly got more honest with that kind of stuff too. Like, I know, like if we're going to meet up somewhere and you're like, it's easy for one of us to be like, I'm just wrecked.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, that's right. Like that's a really nice part.
Yeah,
actually. Yeah.
And there's a lot more of that of just like, no, I don't want to do that. It's quite great to be like, do you want to do this? No. All right.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, but, why?
And for me also, there's certainly been part of it where I was like, am I really feeling like this? Do I want to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt won't care if I don't like. It will just do something another time. And then even just thinking that will make me go, that's why I want to see him.
Right, I got you. That's like, very nice.
It could not happen. It would be fine. And that's actually why I want this to happen. Like, that's a nice little thought.
That is a nice thought.
Yeah.
Wigo, I'm just a complete aside. We are roughly the same build and same height. and
that's true.
I don't know if you. I may have told you this week ago, but we had a school disco. This is the last year of working together, I think.
Yep.
And I don't know what the theme was. It might have been "Come as Your Hero." And so
it was a fancy dress, something, right?
Yeah. So Nick made masks of each of our faces. And then we wore the other's face.
Outstanding.
And then later in the night,
wore John Travolta and Nick Cage's faces.
We put our faces. We changed faces and changed our clothes. So we were dressed in the other person's clothes, with our face,
with our real face.
And with our real face. And so then it really confused people. And then we put our real faces on top of our real faces, and people would come and check under the real face. It was amazing.
There was a moment when I was talking to students and other staff,
Nick's about
and it
to
was
say
very
he
clear
he
they
forgot
thought...
who he was. Nick forgot who he was. He thought at one point, am I Matt?
But there was a, like, I still remember going, the people I'm talking to are convinced I'm Matt right now.
Say something
and
smart.
Not,
say
I'm
something smart.
Say something smart. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
What would you say? Oh, that's a good question. What would you say if you're pretending to be me? What would I say if I was pretending to be you?
Okay, time out. I need to go do a bedtime thing. I will be back.
That's a weird thing
briefly.
I would have said.
What?
Yeah.
No, nothing. That was
it's a time out.
What a
back
weird
shortly.
Thing. To... Yeah, that's how good's that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He was like, yeah, we should do that. It's like, yeah. And he's like, then we should change clothes. And I'm like, okay. Now, even telling the story, I'm not sure at what point we changed clothes and masks, and because we, it was all very just, and it worked all night because people would be like, hey, that's really Mr. Manianis there. And then lift up the thing. And then later in the night, they'd be like, look, that's Mr. Barry. And they'd lift up the thing and it'd be, would be Mr. Yeah. Man. And they're like, what? Everyone would just be like, what's going on? Did you change shoes? No. What? Yeah.
Oh, that's
I really
great.
Hoped he had have said at one point in the night, I forgot who I was. That's disappointing.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed with that. I wish I could have been there.
Oh, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
probably, we probably could have just called it then. He's going to come back and we'll say, all right, well, we'll pick up at another time because it's late.
Yeah, we'll have to go again because there are definitely some, yes, I've got to get up at 5 o'clock. So,
you know what we should do?
What?
Let's just end the podcast now. And yeah, we'll catch up at another time because we've been recording a while. I think we found a natural point.
Okay.
The question was, if I was pretending to be him, what would he say, and vice versa? So we might come back to that one. Anyway, thanks, Wigo.
Good to see ya.
And thanks, Nick. That was
thanks, Nick.
Wherever you are.